Okay, today's daf is Bab Metzia Daf Kuf. We're on Daf Kuf at the very top, Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Machlif Parah B'Chamar V'Yalda, if someone exchanges a para, a cow, for a donkey, and then the cow gives birth, and you don't know whether the cow gave birth before the exchange or after the exchange, before the donkey changed hands or after the donkey changed hands, so we don't know if the baby belongs to the original owner, belongs to the mocher, or belongs to the lokeach. V'cheina mocher shivcha sovialda. And similarly, if you sell a shivcha, and she gave birth. And again, you don't know when the shivcha gave birth, so you don't know who the baby belongs to. Ze omer ad shalom acharti. One guy says that that the mocher says that the birth happened before I sold it, and therefore the baby is mine. Ve'ze omer mishalakachti, and the lokeach says, no, the birth happened after I bought it, and therefore the baby is mine. Yachloku, so they divide the value of the baby. Now says Rashi, "Amachlif par v'chamar lahachi nakat hamachlif v'lomar hamocher paras v'yalda." The lashon is machlif as opposed to mocher. Why? The ilu mocher b'maos lo kani lokei achad demashich. Because if it was just a sale where I'm selling a cow, it's not that I'm exchanging a cow for a donkey. If I were just selling a cow, so what would the case have been where you don't know whether the cow gave birth before the sale happened? The case would have had to have been where we were not right in front of the cow when we gave the money, when the money changed hands, and therefore we don't know if the cow gave birth before the money changed hands or after. But if that were the case, there wouldn't really be a suffix in halacha, because when you exchange money, when you give money, that doesn't affect the kinyan until a mashicha is actually done on the item. The kivan de mashach made the idea iyalda kavar. And since the kinyan is at the time of the mashicha of the para, so at the time of the mashicha, you could just look, see if it had a baby or not. So you would know, there would be no way to be left with a suffix if it were an exchange of money for a cow. Since the kinyan has to be done on the body of the cow, there would be no way to be left with a suffix. Right? Lo yalda kvar. V'lekalis fuke ba'ad shalom macharti u'mishalakachti. There would be no room for a suffix of whether it gave birth before or after the sale. Aval machlif para b'chamar. But when it's not just a sale of money for a cow, rather it's an exchange of a donkey for a cow, lo hayat sarich limsho chapara, then the v'achamar, the echad mehen shemashach niknin chalipin lechaveru b'mishichas o shalzeh b'kalmakam shein. You don't need to do mishicha on both of them in order for the kinyan to be affected. In order to affect the kinyan, all you need to do is mishicha on one of them, and then the kinyan is automatically chal on the thing that it's being exchanged for. So if you do a kinyan on the chamor, the para has now changed hands. If the para is not right in front of us, we're not going to know whether the para had the baby at the time of the kinyan or not. K'damrin ba'azov, kalanasa damen ba'acher, kibun shezach hazeh, nischayiv zeh b'chalipin. When the previous owner of the para is Moshech the Chamar, does a Mashicha on the Chamar, so Memela the Bala Chamar, the previous Bala Chamar, now becomes the owner of the para. And we won't know whether the para gave birth before or after. Now, by Shivcha, we don't say Machlif. By Shivcha, it's Mocher Shivchaso. Says Rashi, Dekaimelon Evet Kanani Nikna B'Kesef. Because unlike a para, an Evet Kanani, the Kinyan on an Evet Kanani is Chal with just the change of money changing hands. Ukshenosan Maos Niknis Lo Ashivcha. So as soon as you give the money, the Shivcha is acquired. Vafilu Hiba Beis Bailim, even if she's still in the Beis Bailim, Vein Yadua Imach Lo Yolda Nasna Kesef Uber Shalo Ola Achash Yolda Vavlad Shal Bailim. And we don't know when the baby was born, if the baby was born before the money changed hands or after the money changed hands. So each one has their taina. So the Mishnah says Halacha is Yechloku, since each one is tining that the baby belongs to them. So we paskin Yechloku. Now it's not 100% clear in the Mishnah whether each one is saying a tainus bari or each one is saying a tainus shema, just something to keep in mind. Pashtus, I guess, it sounds like they're each saying a tainus bari because it says, Zomer Achel Machati, Vizomer Mishal Akachti, doesn't say shema, right? So let's assume for now it's a tainus bari, but it's not abundantly clear in this first clause of the Mishnah of Amachlu Parabachamar whether it's a shema v'shema or a bari u bari. Hailo Beis Avadim. Let's say you had two Avadim, Echad Gadol Vechad Katan. One larger one, one smaller one. V'chein Beis Sados, Achas Gadol V'Achas Katana. And two fields, or two fields, one larger, one smaller. Halokech Omer Gadol Lekachti. So Lokech says, I purchased the larger one. The Mocher says, I'm not sure which one I sold you. Zach begadol. So since the Lokech sounds like it's a straight up Bar Yushema, since the Lokech is saying that I'm sure I purchased the larger one, the Mocher doesn't know he has a Tainus Shema, so the Lokech is Zach begadol. His Tainus Bari wins out. Hamocher omer katan macharti v'alomer ein yodea. Or if it's the reverse, the mocher says, no, I definitely sold you the smaller one, tainus bari. And the lokeach says, I'm not sure, ein lo ela katan. So again, you're going to go with the tainus bari. The tainus bari is that of the mocher saying that he sold the smaller one, and that's what we paskin. Next case, ze omer gadol v'ze omer katan. What if they're both bari? Right? This one says, the lokeach says, I know for sure I bought the larger one. Mocher says, I know for sure I sold you the smaller one. Yishava mocher shakatan machar. So then the mocher is believed with a shvua. He just has to take a shvua that he sold the smaller one. And that's what's going to change hands. Ze omerin yodev, ze omerin yodev. If they both have a tainus shema, neither one knows. So obviously no one can swear because neither one knows. Yechloku, now you're going to divide it. Now notable is that in the last two cases of the Mishnah, you have a very clear Bari Ubari and Shema Ushema. The first case of the Mishnah, as we said, we weren't sure what it is. Is it a case of Bari Ubari or is it a case of Shema Ushema? Now, you'll note in the first case of the Mishnah, we paskin diachloku. At the very end of the Mishnah, the first case of the Mishnah was Machlif Parba Chamar, or a case of the Shivcha V'Yelda. In the last cases where we're dealing with a larger and a smaller item, but still, when you just look at the Bari Ubari versus Shema V'Shema aspect, when it was a case of Bari Ubari, so you just the Mocher is going to win with a Shavua. When it's a case of Shema V'Shema, Yachloku. So again, just keep that in mind as we try to analyze the Mishnah, as we go forward into the Gemara. So says the Gemara, Amaya Chloku, going back to the first case of Machal Parba Chamar, why would you divide it? Aren't there Chazakos in play over here? V'lechsi b'rishos t'man kaima, v'li'idah chamotzi mechaver ala v'raya. Why don't you just look where the animal is right now? And then the other guy is going to have to be Hamotzi Mechaver Alav Araya. If the animal is in the Rishus of the Mocher, let the Lokech prove that it was born after the sale. If the animal is in the Rishus of the Lokech, let the Mocher prove that it was born before the sale. And it's very straightforward. So says Gemara, Amar B'chia Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, Ba'medes Ba'agam, and Shivchanami Dekaima B'simta. Now we're dealing where it's standing in a place that doesn't belong to either one of them. So since it's in a place that doesn't belong to either one of them, nobody has a chazaka. But in Rechanami, if somebody had a chazaka, we would say, Hamotzi Mechaver Ala Faraya. Fractosos, really, we would say Amotzi Mechaver Ala Faraya? In this case, by an animal, by a baby animal, that's in one person's rishus or another person's rishus, fractosus in tomar, taptosus, v'chinami avi avlad b'rishus lokeach, in ze hochacha dekana. Even if the vlad were in the rishus of the lokeach, that still should not be a proof that he was kona it. Damrin v'cheskes abatim, the Gemara in the third parak of Abba Basra says, Hagodros ein len chazaka. That small farm animals, there's no chazaka on them. That just because it's in your rishus, it's not a raya that they're yours. Mishum d'shamamei alein ba'ol rishusa, because animals can walk, so they go on their own. The animal might have just wandered into your rishus. The fact that it's in your rishus is hardly a proof that it belongs to you. O tafsan berchov k'shein holchus liros, or maybe the animal is going out to graze and you just chapped it as it was going out to graze. The fact that the animal is in your rishus, according to the Gemara of Basra, is not at all a raya. So how come over here the Gemara says, the only reason we're going to say Yachloku is that nobody had a chazaka, but if the animal were in anybody's rishus, that person would be the one that's muchzak, and if someone wanted to take it away from that person, you'd have to say Amotzi Mechaver Alav Araya. Now the Achronim tumult on Tosfos Kasha over here, because that which Balei Chayim don't have a chazaka, that's the chazaka that we assume that kol ma shetachas yad adam shalohu, meaning that it's a raya that it must be mine because it's in my property. I mean, that's what we're dealing with in Masechet Baba Basra, like cheska sabatim, that I'm claiming I bought this house And the greatest raya that I have, that I bought this house, is look, I've been living in it for 3 years. So that's the hochacha that it belongs to me. So that's where we say, well, balei chayim, there's no such hochacha. The fact that they're in your rishus is not mochiach that it belongs to you, because godros can move around and you can chop them as they're going out to graze. But over here, we're not dealing with a hochacha. We're dealing with the chazaka that of a mamun amutul b'safek, where whoever is muchzak, whoever is holding on to it, that the hamotzi mechaver alav haraya, meaning type of chazaka. Meaning there are several types of chazaka, but two of them are. One is that the chazaka is a proof that it must be mine, and the other is that no, it's not a proof, but right now it's in my possession. So since it's in my possession, if you want to claim that it's yours, you're going to have to prove it. So the Achronim are bothered why Tosos conflates the two types of chazakos. But either, be that as it may, Tosos still asks us as a kasha. So Tosos says, well, maybe from animals, einachinami, there's no chazaka. V'chitei ma'hacha mishivcha parich. Damrinan hasam katan amutal barisa, yesh lo chazaka. Maybe the whole kasha of the Gemara over here is nothing to do with an animal, even though the case of the Mishnah was about machlav par b'chamar, but the second case of the Mishnah was mocher shivchas of yelda. So maybe our whole kasha is only on the case of shivcha, and that's where we're saying, look where the baby is, and let that place be the muchzak, let the chazaka be where the baby is. Maybe that's where the whole discussion is going on. So says Tosos, and after all, by a baby there is a chazaka. Now he says the problem is that when the Gemara gives the answer, the Gemara says we're dealing where it's standing in a marsh in an agam, and also by the case of a shivcha where it's in a simta. The implication being that the answer is answering both the case of shivcha and the case of para. Mashma demi paranami parach. So we're still back to the kasha. Va'o the katanami di yesh lo chazaka mifarish hasam taima mishum de ema lo menash yibra. Besides, what's the whole svara why for a baby there is a chazaka? Why does the chazaka help for a baby? Because we assume that the mother is not going to just give up the baby, that the mother is going to want to go wherever the baby is. Over here, the mother was sold. So the mother brought the baby along wherever it was sold, but the point is, but that the suffix is when the baby was born. Was the baby born? Meaning there's no human element to this chazaka that's going to say, no, it can't be that it happened that way because the mother loves her child too much. It's just a question of metzius, of when the sale took place. So the whole chazaka that you would have by a baby that relates to the fact that the mother's attached to the baby doesn't really affect us over here. So you can't be mechalik between a baby and an animal in this Gemara. So it says Tosos Yesh Lomar. So again, the kasha being, why is it that the Gemara assumes that if the baby animal were in somebody's rishos, that would be a chazaka? And the only reason we say a chloku is because it's in nobody's rishos. After all, Godro Sein Lahem Chazaka, there's no chazaka on animals. Animals wander. Says Tosos Yesh Lomar, Kivan Di'ika Drara De Mamona, Di'yesh Safek B'davar B'lot Tanasei. And since this is a case of Drara De Mamona, where the Safek is evident even without their Tainos, that's the definition of Drara De Mamona, you need neither litigant to open his mouth to understand what the Safek is. V'toin Bari, Halokeach Imhu Bereshuso Ein Lahotzi Miyado. Since the Lokeach is coming with a Tainos Bari, so we're not going to be motziit from his rishus if he comes with the tainus bari in a case of dror de mamona. Aval im haya toin shema svaru hu shlotol cheskas misafek. When are we going to say that the godros are not going to have a chazaka if the lokeach had a tainus shema? But since the lokeach over here had a tainus bari, we would say that he does have a chazaka. That's Tosa's approach. The Ritva's miyashiv Tosa's kasha. That over here we're talking about where you give a para to a roe, to a shepherd, where there is a chazaka, because they don't go alone. I mean, the whole reason why God was saying the chazaka is because you're dealing with animals that wander around alone all the time. You're going to chop it as it's going to graze, or the animal just wandered stam into your field, so you're dealing with animals that are going alone. But you would not say God was saying the chazaka. We would assume God would have chazaka if we were a type of animal that were not left alone. So the Ritva just answers is much more pashut. We're dealing with the kinds of animals that are not left to wander alone. The Chidushi Aran is mitarets that which we say Bali Chaim don't have a chazaka is only when it's yadua bebirur that it belonged to the original owner. And then we say that even if right now they're in someone else's rishus, where normally chazaka would work on metaltalim, by Bali Chaim it wouldn't be a chazaka, even if the guy makes a taina that he purchased it, because the Bali Chaim could have wandered. But over here, where we know that the mother was nikna to the lokeach, that the lokeach did purchase the mother, and the suffix on the vlad, that maybe the vlad was purchased with it, so the vlad was never in anyone's rishus really. So since the vlad is in the rishus of the lokeach, that would be enough. If the vlad were in the rishus of the lokeach, that would be enough. That chazaka would work. Meaning the case of Bali Chaim in the chazaka, says the Ran, is only where the Bali Chaim used to be muchzak in somebody else's rishus. It used to be for sure owned by somebody else. We know who the marakama is. And it's just a question of, has there been a transaction that took place? So the fact that it's in your rishos is not a raya that a transaction took place. But over here, we know a transaction took place. We're just not sure if the vlad was included in the transaction or is not included in the transaction. So over here, a chazaka is going to be effective. A chazaka is going to work. The Tosos at the very end of this Tosos says, "Umriu av matzil shuim dekayim brishus rabim." Meaning, we didn't really have to say that this case was in an aga masimta. We could have said it was in brishus rabim. The point is, no one has a chazaka that it wasn't in anybody's individual rishus. Why didn't we say that we're talking about a rishus rabim? Says Tosos, "Ela ein derech behem v'shivcha l'sakif sham k'moga ba'agam v'simta u'brishus bailim." The only reason we chose to say agam and simta rather than rishus rabim is that it's not normal for an animal to hang out in the rishus rabim. Now the Shev Shmaitza says that it's mavur in our Gemara. That from the fact that we say it's standing in the simta, so he says, what's the difference between the simta and rishus rabim in the way we analyze it? Is that a simta is considered chatzer shel shnehem. Rishus rabim is owned by nobody. A simta is owned by both of them. So you see from here that even when both guys are tofes in it, we would still be holich, we would still go with the cheskas marakama. Why? Because the Gemara's very next question, we might as well read the next line of the Gemara, is, okay, it's standing in the agam, it's standing in the simtos. I understand neither guy is muchzuk in it right now. But still, somebody has a chazaka because, frak the Gemara, v'nukma cheskas to marakama v'lavi idach ha-motzi mechavera l'varaya. So if neither of them is muchzuk right now, fine. But someone must have been a marakama. So why don't you put it in the chazaka of the marakama? Who's the marakama? The owner, the mocher, the one who sold the animal, right? He sold the pregnant animal, so he was the marakama who had the chazaka on the baby when the baby was a fetus in its mother's womb. So since he's the marakama, so he should be the muchzak. So says Shev Shmaitzi, you see from the Gemara's Kasha, that even when both people are muchzuk in the item right now, you're still going to go look at the marakama. You don't only look at the marakama when nobody's muchzuk, you even look at the marakama when both are muchzuk, because when it's standing in an agam or a simta, that's a rishus that's owned by both of them. It's ki'ilu, they're both muchzuk, and you're still going to go after and look for the marakama. The Achronim are mechalik, though the Achronim in the Kovitzurim Rav Elchanan writes to be mechalik that over here there is no over here we don't know who it belongs to. It's not considered that the meaning over here a simta is not considered the rishus of both of them. So that's why we're able to go after the marakama. But when it's an actual chatzar shel shnehem, then, or both of them are muchzak in the item itself, you would not go with the marakama. Meaning over here, we don't know who the item belongs to, and therefore the simta doesn't count as rishus or shel shnehem, doesn't count that they're both muchzak in it. But lu yitzuyur, if they were both muchzak in it, you would never go with the marakama. What's the machlokas about? Whether if they're both muchzak in it, you look back at the marakama, or you don't look back at the marakama. So the machlokas is about the gedder of what marakama is. Is a marakama a muchzak? And therefore, you would never look at marakama when there's a real muchzak. Meaning if marakama is like a weaker type of muchzak, so you would only look at marakama when there is no current muchzak. But if both of them are currently muchzak, you would never go back to Marakama because Marakama is only Muchsak. So, and you have, you know what the Muchsak is. They're both Muchsak right now. But if Marakama, it's not that it's a different Muchsak, it's a Hachra. It's a Hachra of Chazaka, that, so that, that we're Machria, that we don't know what to do. And therefore, you look at the Marakama, so then you can apply Marakama even when they're both Muchsak. Okay, but either way, Vaitu in the Gemara. So I ask the Gemara, why don't we look at the Marakama and say, Hamotzi Mechaver Olof Haraya? Answers the Gemara, Hamani Sumchas Hi. Now we're assuming like Sumchas. Sumchas says that when you have a Safek, the halacha is you divide it, and not that you look at the Marakama. Says Tosos. So we started off by saying, why don't you look where it is right now? And we said, well, right now it's nowhere. It's in nobody's rishus. Then we said, why don't you look at where it was and who the Marakama is? And that's when we brought in Sumchas. Would Sumchas only say your Cholek if it's in nobody's rishus? Meaning the Sumchas agreed to the first two kimta of the Gemara? Or is Sumchas going to say, I don't care whose rishus it's in. It could even be in the rishus alokeach or the rishus in the mocha. It doesn't make a difference to me. I'm going to say it's called mamon amutl b'safik and we're cholek. So Tosos is medayik from the fact that it doesn't say ella hamani sumchasi. It just says hamani sumchasi, that we're not being chozer on the first sukimta. That the only time sumchas is going to say cholek is if nobody is muchzuk right now. Right now, it's ba'agam besimta. There's nobody that's muchzuk right now. That's when we're going to say mamon amutl b'safek cholkin, meaning rather than look at a marakama, we'll just divide it. But if somebody were muchzuk right now, sumchus would also be moda that you go with whoever has the chazaka right now. That's the diuk of Tosos. Needless to say, not all the Rishonim agree with Tosfos. If you look in Oz Gimel, Nahagos Hagra, on the side of the page, he says, Avol Rambam Mefarish Tahadar Be Mishinu Yakama. The Rambam explains that the Gemara now is going back on the first Ukimta that it made. Va'afra Banalo Pligi Baumedes Ba'agama B'Shema B'Shema, etc. Fine. So the Rambam disagrees with Tosfos. Tosfos pounds away at this, at his own assertion from Gemaras. Just we'll mention one of them because we just had it. He says v'kasha l'rid d'la elam mina d'zeh omer ein yodeya im shu'ula im skura v'zeh omer ein yodeya, that if one guy says I don't know if it was borrowed or rented, and the other one says ein yodeya yachloku, right? You have sumchas saying that you split it v'kim l'ka sumchas v'af b'isha socher muchzak b'ma'osav, even though it's an issue of money and one of the guys is holding on to the money. So if you're going to say Sumchas only holds Yachloku when there's no current Chazaka, well then how come on Daf Tzadi Zayin we were willing to say Yachloku even when somebody was Muchzak in his own money? So V'yesh Lomar, Hasam Shemuchzak Nami Toin Shema Ein Chazkasa Moelas Avalacha Okimno Bo Medes Ba'agam. They look mafilu bebari ubari. Meaning over here, it could be that we're talking about a case of bari ubari, so it's different than a case of shamu shamu. Maybe that's the chilek. But point is, Tosos, bottom line, Tosos holds that Sumchus would agree that if somebody were muchzuk right now, that chazaka would win. It's only if nobody's muchzuk right now, that Sumchus is going to say yachloku rather than looking at the marakama. Frek the Gemara Vaiter. Okay, so you want to say the reason our Mishnah says yachloku is because we're assuming like Sumchus. But still, Emur damar Sumchus peshema v'shema, bebari ubari mi yamar. Sumchus only said that yachloku when each guy says a shema. Over here, it sounds like each one is saying a bari. The mocher is saying, I know this animal was born before the sale. The lokech is saying, I know it was born after the sale. The time is bari. So Amar Rabba Rafuna in Amar Sumchus afilu bari ubari. Says, no, who told you Sumchus only talks about yachloku when shema u'shema? Maybe Sumchus says, meaning I'll maintain, says Rabba Rafuna, that Sumchus holds yachloku, even in the case of bari ubari. Rava amar, liolam ki amar sumchus shema v'shema. Avul bari ubari lo. Rava would say, no, you're right. Sumchus only says yachloku by cases of shema v'shema, not by cases of bari ubari. Bari ubari lo amar. Utni ze omar shema, achalom achati ve ze omar shema mishalakach. That's what I was alluding to before. It could be that the first case of the Mishnah is a case of shema v'shema. Just because the word shema doesn't appear, so throw in the word shema to that first case in the Mishnah. No one knows for sure when this cow was born, and they're both coming with a tainus shema. So those are the two answers, two explanations about how Sumchus can say Yachloku in our Mishnah if Sumchus really only holds Yachloku in cases of Shema Ushema. Either our case is a case of Shema Ushema, or there's no such thing that Sumchus only holds Yachloku by Bari Yibari. Sumchus even holds by Shema Ushema. Sumchus even holds Yachloku by Bari Yibari. Tnan, we learn in our Mishnah. Zelmer in Yodea v'Zelmer in Yodea Yachloku. Meaning if you go weiter in our Mishnah, we said that if each one, the very last case in our Mishnah, when there was a large field and a small field in play, and neither one is sure which field was sold, so we say Yachloku. So Bishlam of the Rava Mitzsefa Shema Veshema, so that's obviously a case of Shema Veshema, Reshanami Shema Veshema. So for parallel sake, if the very last case, where Sumcha says Yachloku is a case of Shema Veshema, it's logical that the very first case in the Mishnah, where Sumcha says Yachloku, is also going to be a case of Shema Ushema. So that's really great according to Rava, who holds that Sumchus would say Yachloku even in cases of Shema Veshema. Elo the Rabba Barav Huna, Damre in Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari Ubari, Hashta Da Amar in Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari Ubari. So, but wait a second, according to Rabba Barav Huna, that Sumchus would even say Yachloku even by cases of Bari Ubari, Hashta Bari Ubari Amar Yachloku. Now, wait a second. If the first case of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Bari, and even in the case of Bari, Sumchus is going to say Yachloku, why do we need the last case of the Mishnah? Shema v'shema mibayi. Does the Mishnah then need to come and teach me that in the case of Shema v'shema, it's also Yachloku? The very first line of the Mishnah already taught me that even in the case of Bari Ubari, it's Yachloku. So answers Gemara, imishum halo iria. That kasha doesn't bother us so much. Because Tana Seifa, the Gluya Resha, it could be that the case of the Seifa, you're right, is not teaching us any new Chiddush, but it's there to be Megala, what the Resha was talking about. Because as we said, the Resha was very vague. We weren't sure if the Resha was talking about a case of Bari Ubari, or a case of Shema v'Shema. Shelo toma Resha Shema v'Shema aval Bari Ubari lo, in order that one should not think that the Resha is only a case of Shema v'Shema, it's going to be Yachloku. But had it been Bari Ubari, we would not say Yachloku. So Tana Seifa Shema v'Shema. That's why the Seifa teaches us a case of Shema v'Shema, to show me, if the Seifa is a case of Shema v'Shema, we'll call the Resha Bari Ubari. The Resha must have been a case of Bari Ubari. Had we only had the Resha, we just would have said that the Resha is talking about Shema v'Shema, and by Bari Ubari, the din would not be Yachloku. That's why we have a case where it's an explicit Shema u'Shema in the Resha, which is Megala, therefore, that the Resha must have been a case of Bari Ubari, and that's the Chiddush, that even Vafilu Achi Yachloku, that even though it's Bari Ubari, we're still going to say Yachloku. So that was one attempted Raya from the very last case of the Mishnah. Tanan, we're going to attempt another Raya. Zelmer Gadol Zelmer Katan, Yishava Mocher Shekatan Machar. Right, the second to last case of the Mishnah, where both of them come with a tanis bari, where you have a small field and a large field in play. The mocher says, I sold you the small field, I'm sure of it. Lokeach says, I bought the large field, I'm sure of it. Right? So we said, the halacha is yishava mocher, shakatan machar. The mocher has to swear that he sold the smaller field. Says the Gemara, Bishlam al Rava Damar Kiyamar Sumchus Shema V'Shema. According to Rava, that Sumchus only says Yachloku in the case of Shema V'Shema, Avul Bari Bari Lo Amar. But in the case of Bari Bari, he would not say Yachloku, Mishum Hachi Yishava. I understand why we don't paskin Yachloku in this case. The Mishnah says clearly, it's not Yachloku, the Mocher wins, all he needs to do is take a Shavua. Elo the Rava Rav Huna, Da Amar in Amar Sumchus Afilu Bari Bari, Amay Yishava Mocher, Yachloku mi Bayalei. But wait a second, according to Rabbi Rav Huna, Sumchus would say Yachloku whether it's Shema Ushema or whether it's Bari Ubari. So why in the second to last case of the Mishnah do we have a case of Bari Ubari and it's not Yachloku? We're saying that the Mocher is going to win with the Shavua. According to Rabbi Rav Huna, Sumchus would hold Yachloku even by Bari Ubari. So answers the Gemara, no. Moda Sumchus Hecha Dika Shavua Da'araisa Kedivinu Leimer Lekaman. Sumchus is going to be moda that when there's a Shvur Da'araisa in the picture, that we're not going to say Cholkin, that we're going to make the person take a Shavua, and that's how we're going to resolve the dispute. And over here, we're going to soon explain that the case of the Sada Gadol, the Sada Katana, the one large field, one small field, or the Eved Gadol, Eved Katan, is going to be a case where there is a Shavua Daraisa in the picture. So since there's a Shavua Daraisa in the picture, we're going to resolve this dispute through Shavua, rather than through normally a chalukah. But in a case where there's no Shavua Daraisa in the picture, like the Reisha of the Mishnah, where you're machlef parah b'chamar and you're not sure when it gave birth, so then we're going to follow normal rules of Maman Umutl B'Safik Cholkin, and Simchus would maintain Maman Umutl B'Safik Cholkin even when each person has a tainus bari. Period. Says the Gemara Vayter. The Mishnah said, Ha'ilo beiz avadim echad gadol v'echad katan. Right? We were just analyzing this case. You have two avadim, one of them is large, one of them is small, two fields, one is large, one is small. The Lokeach obviously says, I bought the big one. The Mocher says, no, you didn't, you bought the small one. So we had the case where Bari Bari, Shema Shema. We had the cases of Bari versus Shema that the Bari seemed to always win, right? So we said, Amayi Shava, Mashatanu Lahodla, Mashahodla Lotanu. We're going to ask specifically now on the case, on the second to last case of the Mishnah, where we said, Zomer Gadol, Zomer Katan, each one has a tainus Bari. The Mocher swears that he sold the smaller one, and that's it, and that's all he's going to have to give up. Frek the Gemara, three kashas on that. First of all, how could you swear over here? This is not a moda b'mitzas. Why is it not a moda b'mitzas case? The lokeach is claiming he bought a $2,000 eved. I'm telling him I sold him a $1,000 eved, a smaller eved. It's not a moda b'mitzas because one of the requirements for something to be a case of moda b'mitzas is that it has to be mimin hataina. That I have to be, when you make a claim that I owe you $2,000, so I say, no, it's not that quantity of dollars that I owe you, it's a smaller quantity of dollars. But if I say, no, I don't owe you 2,000, let's say I don't owe you 2,000 stacks of wheat, I owe you a car that's worth half of 2,000 stacks of wheat, that's worth about as much as 1,000, that's not a mode of mitzvahs, because I'm not being moda to the item that you're tainting. So over here as well, if someone says, you owe me that large eved, and I say, no, I owe you that other eved, that's a small eved, that's not a mode of mitzvahs. The mode of mitzvahs would be if I tell you I owe you half of that large eved or something, not if I tell you I owe you another eved that's smaller. So it's not me minataina. So why is there any shvo going on over here? That's kasha number one and why a shvo is going on. Kasha, we have to keep in mind that there are three questions because some of the answers aren't going to answer all three. And that's going to be the problems with them. We're going to suggest several answers in the Gemara. Va'od, another reason why it's a problem, why the yishvi chai v'shvo, helachu. This is a case of helach, meaning I'm ready to pay it. Even if you were to acknowledge that you don't need me minataina for moda b'mitzvahs, whatever I am moda on, I'm ready. It's ready to be handed over. And there is a shita that halach is pater from a shvua. That if it's ready to be handed over, it's pater from a shvua. Va'od and third problem, ein shvua na avadim. How can you swear in an eved? There's no shvua on avadim. So those are the three problems with why there's a shvua over here. Again, number one, it's not mimin ataina. Number two, it's helach. And number three, you don't take a shvua on avadim. So Amar Rav, b'tano d'mei eved gadol, d'mei eved katan. Rav says, no, the taina is not on an actual eved gadol, and he's been molded in eved katan. The taina is, you owe me the value of an eved gadol. And the response is, no, I only owe you the value of an eved katan. Why would they talk in such unusual terms? You owe me the value, you owe me $1,000, what they should say. What do you mean you owe me the value of Neved Gadol? So Rashi says, no, there's a case that happened over here. Masarti loch biyadcha shetikneuli velo kanisa v'tovo adamin. Now what happened is I made you my shaliach, I gave you $10,000, I made you my shaliach to buy me a $10,000 Eved. And I say, I wanted a nice big Eved for those $10,000. You say, no, you only gave me $5,000 to buy you a small Eved. Either way, there's no eved here. The guy didn't do a shlichus. So the question is, how much money does he have to give back? That's why they're talking in terms of an eved. But the point is, it's really a dispute about money. Demesa the gedola, demesa the katana. It's not about a field; it's about the value of a field. So that's Rav's answer. Now, 1 second. Does that answer all the questions? Now, in terms of masha tana lahadul, masha lahatano, certainly, right? It is miminatayna. In terms of einishbar na lavadim, certainly, it's about money; it's not about avadim. In terms of helach, not as good, right? Because it does seem to be a case of helach. Ushmuel Amar, Shmuel says, V'tano k'sus evid gadol, k'sus evid katan. Now the case is where you're towing the clothing of an evid gadol, the clothing of an evid katan. Omre sada gadol, omre sada katana. The produce of a large field and small field. So frak the Gemara, wait a second. K'sus, mashatana lahodul, mashatana lahotana. And if it's clothing, when I say you owe me that big suit, and you say no, I only owe you that small suit, so the small suit is not part of the big suit, it's a totally separate item. So that doesn't solve question number one, isn't resolved, if you, according to Shmuel. So Kedamra Papa, Bidayalfi, Hachanami Bidayalfi. No, we're dealing with, you have a roll of fabric, and I'm saying you need to cut me X amount of yards from this roll of fabric, and you're saying, no, I only needed to get you a smaller amount of yards. So that is Mimenatayna. We're not dealing with two totally separate items, like an already made suit, where I say, no, it's not that suit, it's the other suit. So that's why it is Mimenatayna. Kashya the Rav Hoshea, Midi Ksus Katani, Evet Katani. But wait a second, Shmuel's answer doesn't work simply because the wording doesn't work. It doesn't say Ksus in the Mishnah, it says Evet. Ella am Rav Hoshea. So Rav Hoshea gives his own answer. Kigon shetano eved b'ksuso v'sada b'umreha. That he's towing that you sold me an eved with his clothing and a sada with its sheaves of barley or whatever. V'akati ksus mashatano l'hodolo mashatano. But wait a second. We're still bothered. It's still not mimenatayna on the clothing. Because on the clothing, it's the larger clothing versus smaller clothing. It's not the same item. So Rav Papa b'dayalfi. So again, like we said, you're dealing with a roll of fabric. Kash le Rav Sheshes zokinas lashmina. So Rav Sheshes says, wait a second. If Rav Hoshea is correct that the taina is on an eved with his clothing, and since you're swearing on the clothing, you can swear on the eved also. So what's the big chiddush? The concept of zokikin, that once you're swearing on metaltalin, you can then swear on karka as well. That's the big chiddush. Tanina, we already know that. Zokin and Nechasim Shein L'Machrayis and Nechasim Sheishachrayis Lishav Alein. That the Nechasim Shein L'Machrayis can cause a Chiyuv Shvua on Nechasim Sheish L'Machrayis. That if I'm swearing on Metaltalin, that can bring about a Chiyuv Shvua on Karka as well. So Ella Amar Rav Sheshes, Rav Sheshes rather explains, Hamani Rav Meir he damar avdaki metaltalin dami. That our Mishnah must be assuming like Rav Meir that an Eved has a din of metaltalin. And that's why you're allowed to take a shvua on the Eved. An Eved does not have a din of karka, he has a din of metaltalin, so you can take a shvua on the Eved. Right? You're allowed to take a shvua on the Eved. Wait a second. That answers why you're allowed to take a shvua on the Eved. But Vakati Mashatana Lahod, meaning question number three it answers. But Vakati Mashatana Lahod, Lamashad Lahotano. Question number one is still unresolved. So something like Rav Gamliel, Dutan Tanu Chidim Vodavisarim Pater. Rav Gamliel Mechayev. No, we hold like Rav Gamliel that you don't need Miminataina. Okay, so question number one is resolved. Akati Helechu. Question number two still is not resolved. It's still a case of Helach. So Amarava, Avda Dekata Liadei, V'sada Shechav Babar Shechun Ma'aros. You did something to severely damage the item, so it's not ready to be handed over. Meaning, even if you hand it over, it's not, because the item has been severely damaged. You cut off the hand of the Eved, you ruin the field. I frankly more, but can you just say that? We're talking about Rav Meir, and he holds that you're allowed to swear on Avadim, V'Rav Meir Ridcha Sheminilei. We learned that Rav Meir holds the opposite. The Tanan Gazel Behem of Hizkina Avadim, Hizkinu, Mishalim Kshasa Gzela. Rav Meir Omer, Ba'avadim, Omer La'arei Shal Cholofanecha, that when it comes to Avadim, you can just, even though the Eved got a lot older, you can just give back the evidence of La'arei Shal Cholofanecha, because Eved is like Karka, and Karka is Ein Gzelas. But don't you see that Rav Meir holds Eved is like Karka? So says Gemara Halokasha, Kinemachlof Rav Baravu Avetani Rav Meir or Mishalim Kshasa Gzeil V'Chamim Omla Ba'avadim Reishal Cholofanecha. So switch around the shitos. So Rav Meir is not the one who says Reishal Cholofanecha. It's the Chachamim. El Mimaydis of Rav Meir Makshina Karka La'Eved Ma Eved Nishbain, Af Karka Nishbain, Dilma Eved Hud Nishbain, Aval Karka Lo. Wait a second, but just because Rabbi Meir holds that you can swear on Neved, how do you know that he also holds you could swear on Karka? So, Lo Salka Daitach, the Tanya, because you have the following Brisa. Hamach, Vapar Bechamar Vyolda, Vechena Mocher Shivchaso Vyolda, Ze Omer Bereshusi, Vze Shosek, the case of our Mishnah where it gave birth. And one guy, Taina, is that it happened in my Rishus, and therefore the baby belongs to me, and the other one is Shosek. If both of them claim they don't know, then you divide it. So then you take a shvua that it was born in your rishus, and that's from Meir Shita. And the Chum say, no, you can't take a shvua on avadim or on karka. So you see from there, Lav Mukhad Rameir Sarv Nishbain. So you see that Rameir holds you are Nishbain, both in Avadim and Karka. Says Gemara, not a Raya. Mi mai Dilma Kshem Ka Amrulay. Maybe the Rabbanim were saying that just like you are already modetas by karka that you can't swear, you should also be modet by avadim that you can't swear. But Rameir Einachinami only maintains by avadim that you swear and not by karka. Okay, we'll have to pick up from there tomorrow.